Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Jenny Kane. She's the Reno Gazette Journal reporter who covers Burning Man, which is the notorious arts festival at the Black Rock Desert that brings almost 80,000 people to the area who spend $50 million annually. That's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, and our guest today is Jenny Kane. She is the Burning Man reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Of course, you do more than that. I know you do a lot of arts coverage and things like that. And I have to disclose that when I worked at the Reno Gazette Journal, Jenny sat right next to me and we became very good friends. So it's great to see you again, Jenny.
Yes,
and
likewise.
That you're doing so well. Now, I wanted to start about Burning Man, and maybe some of our listeners and viewers don't know what it is, so I want to give a definition and see if I get this right. What it is really is a somewhat notorious arts celebration in the Black Rock Desert, which is about 2 hours north of Reno. It is just a huge worldwide celebration. It attracts maybe 80,000 people annually.
Yeah.
And they spend an estimated $50 million in northern Nevada. And also when Burning Man comes around, it's the biggest days in the annual passenger for the Reno Tahoe Airport. It's just a big, big thing, and it's... It's crazy. I've never been, but you have for many years. And I wanted to ask you about what is it that is so attractive on a worldwide basis for Burning Man? Because you're way out in the desert, you know, no TV, no restaurants.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi.
No hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I wondered the same thing before I went. I think that the big thing about Burning Man is that it is, one, it's this kind of limitless art gallery where you get these amazing art sculptures that are large scale,
mm-hmm.
That you simply couldn't exhibit anywhere else in the world. So you get pyramids, you get giant heads that are mazes inside, and There was a few years ago a giant lighthouse exhibit that was filled with antiques. I mean, just things that you can't really erect anywhere else in an art space. And then additionally, the emphasis on self-expression is enormous out there. So for one person, that might be wearing nothing. For another person, it might be riding around on a zebra bicycle. Or for another, it might just be, you know, handing out hugs at a hugging booth. It's a place where there's little judgment as to whomever you want to be out there, and you get to kind of release yourselves from societal expectations. I think that's why a lot of people flock there.
You know, it's not surprising, but one thing I want to point out is the type of people that go there. I was reading a New York Times story where a guy who won the Nobel Prize for economics is a big Burning Man fan, and there's a lot of CEOs in California and other states that love to come to Burning Man. You talk about this the self-expression, it's kind of a free-spirited kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But one of the things, you did an award-winning story about it for the Reno Gazette Journal, and some of the people in Gerlach, where the nearest town to Burning Man, some of them told you that it feels like Burning Man has just been forced upon them. Maybe if you could talk about that, about the locals in the small town of Gerlach, what they really feel about Burning Man.
Yeah. So I think there's definitely a love-hate relationship between some of the small towns and Burning Man. That is to say, a lot of the locals love burners. They love especially hearing the accents, and they love that a lot of them will stop at some of the local establishments. One of the stories I did this year was about the little general store in Empire, which is a town that for a while closed down completely because of the mine. It reopened in 2015 or 2016, I think. Mm-hmm. And so this little store gets immense business from burners buying coconut water and kombucha. They completely stock their shelves differently. So there is a relationship where they have some adoration for the burners, but there have been issues in the past with burners leaving a lot of trash in town. And mm-hmm. that's not to say that all burners are that way, but one bartender in Gerlach told me that she puts out a cigarette dish, and by the end of the day, it's a giant pile of trash because you simply can't put out any trash cans or anything where people will start a little pile. Because the problem, you know, you have a town like Gerlach, it's 100 to 200 people, depending on the time of year, and Burning Man is 80,000 people. So any small percentage of Burning Man still far outnumbers the population of Gerlach. So if it's just a small minority of burners that are causing issues, it still greatly impacts Gerlach. So, and it's a town that it's still part of Washoe County, but it doesn't have a ton of representation. So when they have these issues, there's not a lot of opportunity to voice their concerns, which is one of the reasons I like to try to go out there and check in with Gerlach every now and then, see what changes they would like to see. But they do greatly appreciate the business they get. And they actually this year were telling me that Burning Man has tried to dissuade burners from stopping there too much because it creates a big traffic jam in Gerlach. And they said, please do stop, buy a coffee, and then go. You know, make sure you stop for a little bit. That's another thing is the traffic. They have to change their school. They have no school during Burning Man. And then a lot of locals told me they won't even go to the grocery or the general store 5 miles down the road just in case there's a major traffic jam. They stock up, kind of end of days for a few weeks mm-hmm. and make sure they have everything they need so they don't have to face all of the
burners. I just can't imagine 80,000 people converging on Gerlach every year. It kind of reminds me of Yasger's farm in Woodstock, you know. I do want to ask you about the trash. Let's take a break and we'll come back to that. We'll be right back with Jenny Kane of the Reno Gazette Journal after these few words. We'll be talking more about Burning Man.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Jenny Kane of the Reno Gazette Journal. She covers the Burning Man happening, I guess you could call it, for the RGJ. I wanted to call it a festival, but on the Burning Man website, they say no, it's not a festival. So, it's not a festival. So,
though they have described it as a festival on government documents, I will note.
Oh, now it's big with art. What about music? Is it?
Yeah, it is. You know, there's not quite the variety of music I would like to see out there. But there is a lot of electronic dance music. It's become huge for anyone that's an EDM fan.
EDM?
EDM, electronic dance music.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And so you have, I mean, it is interesting because there's kind of these two crowds at Burning Man. There's the creatives, the idea people, and not to say that they're not necessarily overlapping, but then you have what you call the weekend warriors, and they're the people that come a lot of times from like LA to come from Thursday to Saturday or Sunday morning to just dance, you know, for 3 days straight. There's been actually some controversy because a lot of camps, they put together. They have an actual camp, and then they have these huge sound stages where they have big DJs from around the world perform, and they release set lists, which is controversial because everything is supposed to be spontaneous and kind of unplanned at Burning Man, but that's not how it's going.
I got to ask you this. It seems like there's a substantial amount of illicit drug use there. Is that the case? Because I've read stories about the sheriff's department arresting people for drugs. And how does that work?
Yeah, so there is definitely drug use out there. It's not a secret. Burners, a lot of them will get a little bit defensive because they say it's not about the drugs.
Right.
But there is drug use out there, whether it's to have a enhanced music experience or, you know, a lot of the people that are, you mentioned the CEOs of these tech companies come out there, a lot of them come to Burning Man to exchange ideas, and drugs might be part of that idea producing process for them. The Pershing County Sheriff's Office definitely takes issue with drug use out there. You know, Pershing County is a pretty conservative town.
Lovelock is the county seat.
Right, yes. Right. And so for them, I think it's really difficult to look the other way, you know, when there's significant drug use in their backyard. So they do make an effort to, you know, arrest anyone that is partaking in those substances. But, you know, they can only do so much because the resources they have versus 80,000 people is limited. So there are arrests every year, usually 50 to 60, and usually they're drug-related. And then you also have the BLM out there who's kind of monitoring the situation.
Do they have uniformed peace officers that maybe drive around or, you know, at Burning Man?
They have, Burning Man actually has a volunteer force called Rangers, and they're kind of there to be the eyes and look out for issues. They're not necessarily there to turn you over to the law enforcement if they see an issue, but ideally to take care of any issue before it goes to law enforcement. Because of the limited resources of law enforcement out there, you don't want to have to call law enforcement every time you see someone using a drug or, you know, having a conflict of some sort.
Okay, now there's a principle at Burning Man talking about the trash called leave no trace. But you interviewed a local woman, Laura Blaylock, that said really that's not the case. And I remember stories about burners driving into Reno and dumping all the trash into the trash bins at the Grand Sierra. What about this 80,000 people? There just must be tons of trash from all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the most controversial topics between Nevadans and burners because no one wants to see their backyard trashed. Mm-hmm. I think most burners do make an effort to leave no trace. So that being taken in, you pack it out. That said, there is evidence that some burners are not following that practice, and the town of Gerlach, the city of Reno, we've all seen kind of the effects of that. There is, I think, a greater effort on Burning Man's part to try to take care of that, to remedy it. They have a group of people that, after Burning Man, spend a whole month cleaning up the playa, cleaning up the roadside. I think, you know, the desert is huge. The playa is huge. There's going to be some evidence if you have 80,000 people. I mean, there's just simply no way you can pick up everything. But the BLM has a standard that I believe it's less than a square foot of trash per acre. I'd have to check that. But essentially, the BLM has a standard, and Burning Man has met it every year. Those standards might change in the coming years because they had a recent evaluation of how Burning Man is affecting the environment.
Okay.
They also, you know, you can see the trace of Burning Man just from looking at the playa's surface. It's no longer as flat as it used to be, which is why they haven't been able to have any recent speed records set out there. So there are effects, and it's kind of hard to avoid that if you have that many people.
I want to talk about the Burning Man's relationship with the local governments, but let's take a break. We'll be right back. With more about Burning Man with Jenny Kane of the Reno Gazette Journal after this message or two.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Jenny Kane of the Reno Gazette Journal, and the subject is Burning Man. Now, Jenny, it seems like Burning Man pays a lot of money to governments to keep this thing going. It's, you know, estimated $4.5 million to the Bureau of Land Management. Washoe County gets about, little less than $120,000. Pershing County, which with Lovelock, gets almost $250,000 from this. But, you know, is this enough for all the damage that is done, like road repairs and trash cleanup and things like that? Are the governments involved in this getting a bang for their buck, I guess?
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me to answer that necessarily, but I think they obviously probably have different ideas on that. Burning Man has argued time and again that they pay what the county, what BLM, what Pershing County deserves in terms of what their part is in putting on this event. I think Pershing County has repeatedly said we need more money, we need more resources if we're going to continue to be part of this. And BLM and Burning Man have had a very contentious relationship over the last few years.
Right.
Burning Man has appeals in D.C. to argue that they shouldn't be paying what they're paying to the BLM. There's a lot of opinions out there, and I think over the next few years, hopefully, we'll kind of find a place of peace between all of them. There has been some talk, too, of Burning Man replacing portions of roads out in some of the more rural areas that simply were not built to have 80,000 people every year. And that's not even taken into account, too. You know, 80,000 people is a huge figure, but it's also, we have massive trucks going back and forth with huge art pieces. And so it's not just the number of people, but the type of vehicles that are going out there. But Burning Man is also doing its part to alleviate some of that by encouraging carpooling and taking planes out there. So I don't know. We'll have to see if they actually repair our roads.
Now, it's usually about 2 hours to go out to the Black Rock from Reno, but it gets to be a 10 to 12 hour drive once all the burners get there. Because there's traffic. But I wanted to ask you, what do you see as the future of Burning Man? Are they going to cap the number of people at 100,000 real quickly, if you could.
Yeah. So they did cap the population at 80,000 this year.
Oh, 80.
Yeah. They were trying to expand to 100, and they said, no, we don't have the resources as a community to provide for a 100,000 person event. I think that the future of Burning Man likely is going to be them putting seeds out into the world. There's already about 80 regional events, which is like smaller Burning Man events around the world. So I think they're going to try to spread their culture around the world and maybe focus less on expanding Nevada's Black Rock City event.
Okay, well, it's been very informative to have you here
Thank
today,
you so
Jenny.
Much for
it's great
me.
To see you.
Yeah, okay. Likewise.
We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can find all of the Nevada Newsmakers programs on NevadaNewsmakers.com and also on the YouTube channel. So please give it a look. Thank you.